It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
I guess you saw it. It was in the papers across the country. Russell Tansey of Oakland, California, filed a suit against God in the amount of $100,000. Tansey filed the suit on behalf of his legal secretary, Betty Penrose, who blamed God for a lightning bolt which struck and destroyed her home in Phoenix some 9 years earlier. Tansey officially charged God with careless and negligent control of the weather. Well, it was more of a publicity stunt than anything else. We humans sometimes become little balls of ego walking around, and finding a way to get our names before the masses means a lot to us. So some will stoop to anything for the sake of fame. But you know, it sets one to thinking, who will represent the deity at the hearing? And should he lose, who will pay the amount? Will this open up other suits against him? Well, there's a lot of questions which come into our mind concerning the situation. Most of them are of very little importance. I doubt very seriously if the Creator would appear at such a hearing in the expected manner. Judging from past experience, we might as well forget the whole thing. A fellow named Job wanted to argue his case with the Maker, only to learn that it was a great mistake. There's another side to the question that pops into one's mind when he gets to looking at this thing of suits against the Creator, and that is, will the Creator get a chance to file suit against us for messing up his property? You know, it doesn't take one long to make his answer when that possibility opens up. We'd better leave well enough alone, for it's quite evident who will come up on the short end of the deal. Betty Penrose waited 9 years to file her suit against God. I wonder if we have ever paused to consider the patience that the Creator has with us. We've literally been making a mess of his property, destroying his creation, wasting his products for countless thousands of years. And yet he doesn't strike us dead to get what is due him. That's a mystery, an eternal mystery. The patience of the one above us as he sees what we have done and are doing with the things which are his. There's also the possibility that if we are to charge him with the things which we consider bad, he might in return place a charge upon us for the things we call good. That makes one stop pretty quick, for it's quite evident again who will come up short. I don't think I have enough money to repay him for a single day of sunshine, much less countless other gifts which he gives me. It appears that when it comes to suing the Creator, we'd better leave well enough alone. It opens up too many possibilities which could and would leave us flat, broke, and eternally in debt. And since we have thought about it, I guess we're already that way, in debt to God.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.